The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 9th, 1976, in Aligarh, India.
This Sankirtan is all glorious. That is the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. This is his blessing. Simply by Sankirtan in this age, it is confirmed in the Vedic literature, in Vedanta Sutra, Sabdad Anavitti, Anavitti. Liberation. Our present position is bondage. We are bound up by the laws of nature. We may foolishly declare independence. That is our foolishness. But actually, we are bound up by the Lord. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa.
Ahankara
gunai. We are bound up by the laws of nature, but those are fools, vimurātma, under false prestige. Such person thinks that he is independent. No. So, this is misunderstanding. So, this misunderstanding has to be cleaned. That is the aim of life. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then the first installment of benefit is Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. Because a misunderstanding means within the heart. If the heart is clear, consciousness is clear, then there is no misunderstanding. So, this consciousness has to be cleaned. And that is the first installment of the result of chanting Hare Krishna. Kirtanadeva Krishnasa Mukta Sangha Param Vrajaya. Simply by chanting Krishna's holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, the same thing. Rama and Krishna, there is no difference. Rama, the Mukti Sukalani, Avena Krishna. So, we require the present position is misunderstanding. That I am product of this material nature, I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, and so on, so on. So many designations. But we are none of them. This is clear. Chetadharma. When we understand clearly that I am not an Indian, I am not an American, I am not Brahmin, I am not Kshatriya, means I am not this body. Then the consciousness is Aham Brahmasmi, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Naso Jati Nama. This is one. This is success of that. Otherwise, if we remain in the darkness of our existence, Everyone is. Suppose a jata. Anyone born in this material world, in different platform, one may take birth as demigod in the heavenly planet, or one may take birth as a human being in the lower planets, and lower than that, animal, plants, there are 8,400,000 different species of life. So, any form of life, we are bound up by the laws of nature. And bhunkte prakritijar guna, purusha, purusha means a living entity. Purusha, actually, nobody is purusha, everyone is prakriti. Aparayam itasya vritime prakritim para, para prakriti. The material matter is the apara prakriti, and spirit soul is para prakriti. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly explained, the bhumi rāpana lo vāyo. This is vinnāme prakriti astada. This is separate type. This is also nature, but inferior, aparāyam. It has two built-in prakriti, para. There is another prakriti. What is that? Jiva, this living entity. So, living entity is also prakriti. But because he has the tendency to enjoy this material world, he is sometimes described as purusha. Purusha means enjoyer, and prakriti means enjoyed. So, the prakriti forgets her position, and artificially he wants to become purusha. So this purusha, prakritistha, purusha prakritistha, bhunkte prakritijana guna. So long he is in this material world, he has to associate with the modes of material nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. Bhunkte prakritijana guna. And an account of the influence of the prakritija guna, he has to take different types of body. Purusha prakritistha bhunkte prakritija guna. Karanam guna sangha asya. This is the karan. He is associating with a particular type of the modes of prakritijan guna, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. And on account of this, he gets different types of body. You have to change your body, dehantaram, tatha dehantaram prati. But different grades of body is awarded by the laws of nature according to our karma. Karmanam daivanetri. So this is our material position, is that we are associating with different modes of material nature, and that is infection. If you become infected with some disease, germ, then you have to suffer from that disease. You cannot check it. Similarly, this infection will give us our next body. That we do not. This is a rascal civilization that kept into this darkness that how things are going. The so-called education universities. So, whatever they are doing, they are all being defeated. Parabhavastavad abodhajat. જાબન્ન જિજ્ઞાસ અથવા આત્મતત્વમ આત્મતત્વ અનલેસ વન ઇઝ ઇન્ક્વિઝિટી ટુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ વોટ આઈ હેમ વોટ એવર હી ઇઝ ડુઇંગ હી ઇઝ બીંગ ડિફિકલ્ટ બરાબર સો ધ હ્યુમન લાઈફ ઇઝ મેન્ટ ફોર અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડિંગ વોટ ઇઝ ધ પોઝિશન વોટ આઈ હેમ દિસ ઇઝ ઇન્ટેલિજન્સ સનાતન ગોસ્વામી એપ્રોચ શ્રી ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ યુ આર મિનિસ્ટર વેરી બિગ મેન બટ હી અન્ડરસ્ટુડ દેટ વોટ આઈ એમ ડુઈંગ ઇઝ નોટ ટુ માય ઇન્ટરેસ્ટ બીકોઝ આઈ ડુ નોટ નો વોટ આઈ એમ હી સબમિટેડ ટુ ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ દેટ ગ્રામ્ય વ્યવહારે કહે પંડિત સત્ય કરી માન દેટ ઇન માય રિલેશનશીપ વિથ માય નેબર્સ દે કોલ પંડિતજી યુ આર બ્રાહ્મણ સો આઈ એક્સેપ્ટ ઇટ યસ આઈ એમ પંડિત નો વોટ ઇઝ રોંગ ધ રોંગ ઇઝ દેટ સચ એ પંડિત દેટ આઈ ડુ નોટ નો વોટ આઈ So ask anybody, or Dr. Shukla is also. So ask any doctor, so what you want? I'm Indian. I'm Brahman. This answer is get early done. Nobody will say, અહમ બ્રહ્માસ્મિ નવડી વિશે બીકોઝ યુ ડઝ નોટ નો સો વોટ ઇઝ ધ વેલ્યુ ઓફ ધીસ એજ્યુકેશન ઇફ વોન ડઝ નોટ નો વોટ ઇઝ ધેટ ફોર શાસ્ત્રો ઇઝ પરાભવ ઇન ઇગ્નોરન્સ ગ્લોસ ઇગ્નોરન્સ એનીથિંગ વી આર ડુઇંગ દેટ ઇઝ પરાભવ સો ધીસ કૃષ્ણ કોન્શિયસનેસ મૂવમેન્ટ is to save the people from this defeating things. We are trying. So far, I have tried single-handed. And now, the little pressure is felt even by some American politicians. Recently, one American politician has remarked that this Hare Krishna movement is just like epidemic. And if we do not take any step, then within 10 years they will take our government. So, the communists in India, they are trying to defeat us in so many ways.
Yes, we have seen articles in Brits.
Because they are also afraid.
Yes.
Because the communist movement means godlessness.
Negation godlessness.
Yes. And our movement is here is God. There is no blind faith. Here is God, Krishna. You take his name, you take his address. Everything. Practical. So that is a great cause of fear for these communists. So they are against us. So now, I shall request the Shrestha, those who are leading persons in India, they should join this movement, take it seriously. It is not a bogus movement. It is a scientific movement. And we have so many books. Now, at the present moment, we have got 84 books. And that is my request, that people should come forward. Hmm. they should come forward and take seriously this movement. We have got what places in Bombay, we have got big place. In Vrindavan we have got big place. In Nadia we have got big place. At least elderly gentlemen like you, now you should retire from family life and live in charge of the grown-up boys. You should take seriously for India's interest, for everyone's interest. But as we want, we should not keep people in darkness. That is very risky. Very risky. But you may be very proud that I am this, I am that, I am... But you are after all under the control of the laws of nature. That you cannot avoid. You may be falsely proud, but you have to abide by it. Vividhisa gunamayi mamo maya turandara. It is not so easy. Actually, nature's law, you can eat one chatak. If you eat little more than that, then there is indigestion. Immediately. You have to go to the doctor. So what is your independence? You cannot violate a little portion of the laws of nature. So in every state, as soon as you violate, immediately there is punishment. And still we are declaring independence. Asattam? What is that? What is Bhagavad Gita? Find out.
Jagadhavanisharam.
Atastam asattam apratishtate jagadhavanisharam. There is no God. Why you say that? You are under control. There is a controller. Otherwise, how you are under control? So this foolishness must be stopped in order to make them happy here. Otherwise, if they are kept into ignorance and things go on like this, then the future picture is very gloomy. It has already become gloomy. And future is very, very important. So, everyone should come forward, take this moment seriously. And at least we are Indians, we should take care of Indians. We should not keep people in ignorance. That is not civilization. That is not civilization. Civilization means tamasima, jyotirgama. Come to the light. Don't keep yourself in darkness. That is not civilization. That this civilization is keeping people in darkness. That's very risky. So we should take it very seriously and push this movement very scientifically, soberly, and people will be very good. Any question?
What are our Prime Minister's views regarding this movement?
So I know she likes this movement. But she is also not independent.
That's true. Nobody is independent. Okay, she
has an understanding.
That is.
Recently,
one of my students met the Home Minister. He said, yes, this movement should be spread all over the world. They are appreciating. But there are different parties, different circumstances. Our four items, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. So I think they are taking some steps on this ground. They are trying to stop cow killing.
Yes, that they have already banned cow killing.
And they are going to take steps or
intoxication. Well, actually, these are the things which can build up the character of the nation.
No, we are already intoxicated in material existence. Any more intoxication is there than well.
From there to us.
Yes. So this civilization, this education is simply misleading. Simply misleading. There is no enlightenment of this question, what I am. No. No answer.
Maharaj, we have present here some life members of ISKCON.
Life members should be active then. Yes. और इसमें कुछ संदेह है तो पूछिए
प्रश्न कीजिए महाराज वन हु ब्रॉट ISKCON टू दिस हाउस इज अ बॉय द सन ऑफ माइन हु बिकेम फर्स्ट लाइफ मेंबर ऑफ ISKCON
वेरी इंटेलिजेंट
सुबोध हिज नेम इज सुबोध व्हिच मींस
very intelligent.
Good understanding.
Just I was talking of Abodh.
Yes. Abodh. Yes. So far you have been mentioned.
Abodh Jata.
Yes. Abodh Jata. And he is already Subodh.
He is Subodh.
He knows his job. Devam Buddhe Param Buddha.
He was suggesting to me that
Parabhava. One who is Abodh is Parabhava.
Parabhava defeated.
Defeat. And one is Subodh, he is victory. The human life is meant for becoming Subodh, not Abodh, but they are keeping Abodh. This is the reason. Do you know what is God? Do you know?
Do you know what is God or not?
I want to know. Do you know the meaning of the God? Then how you are asking what is God? If I say something wrong, how you'll understand? If you do not know, suppose you go purchase something, give me gold, and if he gives you iron, then what will you do? If you do not know what is God, gold, you must know, first of all, what is God. Then you ask. If you do not know, then you will be cheated. That is going.
Maharaj, there must be somebody to say that this is gold and this is iron.
Yeah, that means requires a superior education.
Superior education.
Yes, the father and mother should be responsible.
So who can be a greater than your
when
divine
the father? Grace? Father. The first thing is that why do you send your sons to the school? It is a duty that he should know. So if the father is a rascal, then how? The son can be Subodh. Yes, therefore in Shastra says that unless you can train your son to overcome this process of birth, death, or don't become a father, you remain a dasker. Don't become a child. This is contrasted. Pita na sasya, janani na sasya, namo sahidya, samupita mitta. The real problem is mrityu. But they have taken it, well, it is ordinary, that nobody wants to die. The education is na hannate hannamane sarire. But who knows that I do not die after the destruction of the body, then why I am put into this position, that I have to change this body, I have to die. This question does not arise. Therefore, there are both. The instruction is, na jayate naam riyate vakadate na hannate hannamane sarire. There is no inquiry that if I am not born, why I am born in this body? This is question. Atha brahma jigyasa. If I am not subjected to death, then why am I dying? This question does not arise at all. Therefore, everyone is above the jhana. Nobody is above. Everyone is above. The problem is there, but he does not inquire.
Maharaj, don't you think it's high time that Indian philosophy or Indian religion, some classes should be started in schools like they used to have, missionaries used to have scripture classes in school. There should be in all the schools, classes on our own religion instead of learning somebody else's.
It is not wrong. When you say that Dehi Nasmin Jatha Dehi, Komar Jo Vadang Jara. So, as this boy, he was a child. Now, he has become a boy. Then after a few years, he will become a young man. And then he will become middle-aged man. Then he will become old man. So, this is not our religion, your religion. This is fact, scientific. When Bhagavad Gita says, Dehi Nasmin Jatha Dehi Kaumara Jurvanam Jara, that is not meant for the so-called Hindus, it is meant for the Muslims, meant for the Christian, everyone. It is science. Religion is a kind of faith that they describe. But religion is also not a blind faith. Religion means the order of God. That is religion. Dhanvantu Sāsāt Bhagavatam. Just like law means the order of the state. Similarly, religion means the order of God. So if you have no conception of God, if you do not know what is God, what is order, then where is religion? It is all bogus.
What my sister was saying was that most of the parents do not understand.
Yes.
How they should bring up their progeny.
That is it.
And
as they, the children should be, that's what I am starting, that Gurukul.
Yes, in Gurukul.
And Vrindavan. So you come, you manage that, take the ideas, make your children, whatever mistake is done. Now, why the mistake should continue? Rectify it.
स्वामी जी उसमें एक फर्क ये पड़ता है ना अगर हम अपने उसको करते हैं तो सेकुलरिज्म में नहीं आता
ज्ञान किक आउट सेकुलरिज्म
नहीं है वो
किक आउट सेकुलरिज्म
मुझे कह रहे हैं साइंटिफिक
साइंस इट इज साइंस
साइंस इज नथिंग What is God, what is nature, what is soul?
You don't give it the name of one particular religion, you simply deal it with the basic idea of
that I've already explained.
Transforming the human.
When a child becomes a boy, there is no question of secularism. It is science. It is fact. Can you, by secularism, stop a child growing to become a boy?
Right.
When I was explaining in South Africa this thing, one Arya Samaji friend, he criticized me that why you are bringing Hindu ideas. So I said, is it Hindu ideas? A child grows to become a boy, it is Hindu ideas. Why you are so fool? You are calling it Hindu ideas. A child grows to become a boy, this is science.
The law of nature.
Dehi Nasmin Yatha Dehi Kaumaram Yovanam Jara Tatha Dehantara Prapti.
Naturally, that's a good practice.
Because it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, they take it Hindu
idea.
This is nonsense.
Our approach is so wrong that people take it as
immediately he becomes biased in a sectarian.
That is why it is necessary to have this as a part of social studies like you have other subjects in school. Yes. If it is not given
but
the
name of religion. As soon as we say Bhagavad Gita, immediately, Hindu.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
What sister wants to know is that how can there are innumerable, countless schools and colleges.
Yes.
The management will be most willing, the progressive management will be most willing to introduce classes where such laws of nature and such on scientific line, without giving it a Hindu
or any
religion. That should be taught. A curriculum should be drawn up, because we control some of these schools.
That is my program. I am writing all books just only on this one. Therefore they are coming. Otherwise, what is the use? They were Christians and Jews. What is the use of becoming Hindus?
Yes.